Accountability is God's job. But it's not solely God's job. No, it's our job too. We will be the plan. We are never going to give up. When the truth is known to the entire world, we are going to have extreme accountability.
Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. In just 2 days, our representatives at the UN are going to sign away even more of our freedoms to the globalist elite. The mechanism of choice this time is the declaration at the United Nations titled, quote, Political Declaration of the United Nations General Assembly High-Level Meeting on Pandemic Prevention, Preparedness, and Response. This new declaration is being rammed through as a so-called silence procedure. What that means is that any country that doesn't speak up will be considered in support of the text. So chances are this will soar right through. Even though every word of this declaration is absolute poison, a lot of it is barely even about pandemics at all. For instance, it calls for universal reproductive health care, aka abortion, everywhere on the planet by 2030. It calls for global free trade and for promoting more diversity and inclusion at all levels of society. What do these things have to do with pandemics exactly? Nothing, of course, except that they're all the buzzwords and priorities of our sinister elites. So, of course, it calls for funneling more money and more power to the World Health Organization and to the UN more generally in order to make a lot of globalists a lot richer and the rest of us a lot poorer. Jeffrey Tucker is a daily contributor at the Epoch Times. He's also the president of the Brownstone Institute, and he joins us now. Jeffrey, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you coming.
Thanks for covering this topic.
Yeah, of course. So how do they get away with this?
The UN has a kind of reputation for being, you know, promoting peace and diplomacy and goodwill among nations. And it still has that reputation. So people are not looking very carefully at what they're actually doing. Anything these days having to do with pandemic planning, you know, they're after your wallet and your autonomy. So it's a power grab, essentially. And they get away with it because they've got a good reputation and people are not watching very carefully. As far as I know, Brownstone's the only venue that's run anything about this. And you're the only show that seems to be covering it.
Well, I see this as something that's very sinister and very detrimental to our country and to our freedoms and individual liberties. Do you agree? I mean, explain the magnitude of this for our viewing audience.
So the control of pandemics is essentially the control of your life. And they figured this out watching events over the last 3.5 years. This pandemic control was the greatest racket in the history of the world for taking away power and liberty and rights from the people and giving it to a ruling class elite. So you don't undertake something like that so successfully and not expect it to be repeated. So we're going to be seeing this again and again and again. So the UN, having no idea what to do, is looking at this and going, wow, this is a great way to transfer more money to us and away from them. And so, you know, and feed the corporate power elite and the pharmaceutical companies and the governments. So that's why they're doing this. So that's the whole purpose of this pandemic planning thing. The UN is just following the World Health Organization, which, as you recall, kicked off this lockdown craziness and COVID nonsense 3.5 years ago with its report from February 24th, 2020, saying we should emulate China. That's what the report said. It was a disgusting little report that came out from Fauci's office, and the U.S. followed it, and everybody else in the world followed it. So that was the World Health Organization. Now the UN is trying to codify what the World Health Organization said to do back in February 2020 and make that the permanent policy for the whole world for pandemics.
So is it an overstatement at all to say that this is essentially the ushering in of a one world government?
Well, it's certainly using lockdowns as the paradigm for the creation of the future. And yes, it is highly centralist, and it attacks fundamentally the Bill of Rights and goes against everything that we believe in. So, yeah, it's part of the Great Reset. That's what this is all about. What life was like under lockdown, that's what they want your life to be like permanently. Living in 15-minute cities and driving around Flintstone cars and that sort of thing. This is what, eating bugs. I mean, it's not exaggeration. It's exactly what they have in mind. They want to do it in the name of pandemic planning, even though pandemics are not really a threat anymore. unless they want to create them through their gain of function research and their tax funded labs and God knows where.
Yeah, they used to tell us that these pandemics were rare. Now it's something that we're just going to deal with on a regular basis, of course, because they found a great recipe for success in locking people down and having this dystopian, authoritarian overlord authority over us. So what's the mechanism, if any, to stop this?
Well, and we should be clear, too, that track and trace is all about population surveillance. So they want apps on our phone to tell us where the germs are. And the only way they can do that is by keeping us constantly testing and constantly monitoring our movements and that sort of thing. The number one thing we have to do is get educated about this and get suspicious about it. And you're seeing this happen already. We're seeing a mass movement growing all over the world. In the U.S., across the board, people are highly suspicious now. They went for it one time, you know, in the name of controlling this bad bug, you know, they called COVID. But now I think more and more people are onto the racket, and we're seeing resistance grow at all levels of society. Even this UAW strikes, which are not normal labor strikes, they're striking against the Biden central plan to get rid of fossil fuels. I mean, that's the essence of what this movement is about. And you're seeing parent movements and lawsuits growing. So I'm actually cautiously optimistic that the people are not going to buy it the next time around. But certainly the elites are going to try to get away with it. That's for sure.
So in this political declaration of the United Nations General Assembly high-level meeting on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response, what is their mechanism of enforcement that they're going to use to make sure that you comply?
So they don't have a bureaucracy in the U.S. that can tell you what to do. But here's the problem. They have a lot of sort of authority, and the U.S. elites are going to want to defer, just like they did last time. Oh, we have to do this because the World Health Organization is telling us to do this. So when the U.N. Defers to the World Health Organization and the U.N. is saying there's a pandemic, you have to lock down, then that's a signal to U.S. public health agencies. They send the message through the lower levels, and then working through the kept media organs and then also big tech outlets like the YouTube has said they will not broadcast anything that contradicts the World Health Organization. This is part of their policy. So it becomes this overwhelming hegemon. So while the U.S. doesn't have a direct enforcement power, it has enormous influence over the shape of the world. This is the way the racket is run.
Well, the World Health Organization, along with Tony Fauci, were encouraging, and Deborah Birx, these lockdowns. The buck stopped with the president of the United States, who then issued the order Donald Trump did to lock the country down. Looking back, obviously, detrimental, horrible mistake to do that. And then, of course, the state's executives. But what you're saying is that the president and the state's executives, i.e. the governors, they could just completely ignore the edicts of the WHO, and none of this actually really matters.
You're right about that, but they will come under enormous criticism and enormous pressure, just like Sweden did this last time around. Sweden never locked down, and it was, 24-hour hate campaign against Sweden for month after month after month. And remember what they did to Georgia after Kemp opened up, and then Florida after DeSantis opened up. It was just this 24-hour hate against them. So they'll bring every amount of pressure to lock you down. I mean, this is what it's all about. But yes, you're right that technically, if a state, has laws that says we will never lock down, we'll never have vaccine mandates, we'll never do close businesses and churches again, they'll be in a much better position, at least so long as, the good people are in charge. But we have to remember that there is a deep state apparatus working at all levels of government, the federal government, the state governments, and even in your own city. These people are all connected and linked. They're permanent bureaucrats. They think they know how to run your life better than you do. And they're all going to be conspiring against your liberty and your rights as soon as the next pandemic is announced.
How has this thing accelerated so quickly? I've got about a minute and a half left here, but I mean, I can't remember in my entire life ever having overreach like this. Where did this all come from? And who's allowing it?
Looking back at us too, we can trace the origins of this going back, about 17 years. They've been plotting for a very long time. I mean, I wrote about it back in 2005. I was like, these quarantine powers are outrageous. At some point, they're going to deploy them. I didn't actually believe they would get away with it. And they tried to do it in 2009. They tried to do it again in 2013. They just couldn't get away with it. And finally, the moment arrived where all the money and all the powers kind of came together, and they decided to try a science experiment on the whole global population. And they tried it, and it was a disaster. But remember, it was a disaster for us. It was not a disaster for them. So that's why they want to repeat it.
I don't see any reason why they would stop. And I don't think they will until they're stopped, actually.
Yeah.
Great reporting, great coverage, great journalism over at the Brownstone Institute. I would encourage everybody to go over there and read more about this. Jeffrey Tucker doing a great job at Epoch Times as well. Thank you so much for coming here and talking more about this. We appreciate it.
Thank you for covering the topic. Appreciate it.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/stew.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stu and use promo code StuPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stu. Again, newtopia.com/stu.